This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Good evening, coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at FranklinArmory.com, the home of the binary trigger, BFS3, which is a very good evolution. I really like that trigger. Well, things have come full circle now. The Attorney General of New York has sued the National Rifle Association, seeking to put the powerful gun advocacy organization out of business over allegations that high-ranking executives diverted millions of dollars for lavish personal trips, no-show contracts for associates, and other questionable expenditures. Part of the problem with this is that does sort of have the appearance of what actually happened. Attorney General Letitia James' lawsuit filed in state court in Manhattan after an 18-month investigation highlighted misspending and self-dealing allegations that have roiled the NRA and the beloved leader, Wayne LaPierre, in recent years, from hair and makeup for his wife to a $17 million post-employment contract for himself. There is an issue with that. Just that one thing is a big issue. Now, with the troubles, which were long cloaked by a bunch of loyal lieutenants and a pass-through payment arrangement with a vendor, primarily Ackerman McQueen, started to come to light as the NRA's deficit piled up and struggled to find its footing after a spate of mass shootings eroded support for its pro-gun agenda. They went from a nearly $28 million surplus in 2015 to a $36 million deficit in 2018. This was why everything was so tense in Indianapolis in 2019. Now, James, as a Democrat, argued that the organization's prominence and cozy political relationships lulled it into this sense of invincibility and enabled a culture where nonprofit rules were routinely flouted and state and federal laws were violated. She said even the NRA's own bylaws and employee handbook were ignored. Her statement says, the NRA's influence has been so powerful that the organization went unchecked for decades, while top executives funneled millions into their own pockets. The NRA is fraught with fraud and abuse, which is why today we seek to dissolve the NRA, because no organization is above the law. Now, this will cause a few things to happen. There will be a bunch of steadfast members of the NRA that are going to flock to it and give money to try to keep them afloat. I don't know exactly what the standing is. Besides, NRA is incorporated in New York. Unbelievably, still incorporated in New York. So they fall under the jurisdiction of New York. So, you know, this lady is not, she's not abusing her power here. And a lot of the things that she's saying sort of have an air of, genuine fact. A message seeking comment from the NRA about the lawsuit was left with them for Thursday. NRA never responds to anything immediately, ever. So, you know, Tisha James started taking aim at the NRA after her office last year dismantled President Trump's charitable foundation and fined him $2 million to settle allegations he used donations meant for worthy causes to further his own business and political interests. And though they are headquartered in Virginia, the NRA was chartered as a nonprofit in New York in 1871 and continues to be incorporated in the state. Without knowing the ins and outs of this, I would have to say that there was a time at, you know, maybe after they passed the Sullivan Act, maybe the NRA would look at this and say, well, maybe this isn't a good place to be. We should reincorporate somewhere else. But they didn't do that. Tisha James also named LaPierre and three other current and former executives as defendants. Corporate Secretary and General Counsel John Frazier, retired Treasurer and Chief Financial Officer Wilson Phillips, and LaPierre's former Chief of Staff Joshua Powell. Things really began to go sideways when Powell came on board. The lawsuit accuses all four men of wrongdoing and seeks fines and they want fines, and the interesting thing is I don't know how far they're looking for remuneration, but none of them have been charged with a crime. And they obviously know to the dollar how much money they want remunerated. LaPierre, who's been in charge of the NRA's day-to-day operations since 1991, is accused of spending millions of dollars on private travel, personal security, accepting expensive gifts like African safaris, and use of a 107-foot yacht from vendors and setting himself up with a $17 million contract with the NRA if he were to exit the organization without the approval of the board. He said that he just wrote it down and said, this is it. LaPierre is 70 years old. He spent millions of the NRA's dollars on travel consultants, including luxury black car services, hundreds of thousands of dollars on private jet flights for himself and his family, including more than $500,000 on 8 trips to the Bahamas over a 3-year span. Some of the excesses were kept secret under an arrangement with Ackerman McQueen, their former advertising agency. They would pick up the tab for various expenses for LaPierre and other NRA executives and then send a lump sum bill to the organization for out-of-pocket expenses. Frazier, the corporate secretary and general counsel, is accused of aiding the alleged misconduct by certifying false or misleading annual regulatory filings, failing to comply with governance procedures, failing to enforce a conflict of interest policy, and failing to ensure that board members or reviewing transactions, or that the organization was following the law. Phillips is accused of overseeing the pass-through arrangement. The lawsuit said he ignored or downplayed whistleblower complaints and made a deal to enrich himself in retirement, a bogus $1.8 million contract, consult for the incoming treasurer, and a deal worth $1 million for his girlfriend. Josh Powell, the former LaPierre chief of staff, is accused of getting his father a $90,000 photography gig through an NRA vendor. I could do that. I've got a camera. He arranged a $5 million contract for a consulting firm where his wife worked and pocketed $100,000 more in housing and relocation reimbursements than the organization's rules allowed. He was fired after 3.5 years for allegedly misappropriating NRA funds. This lawsuit comes at a time when the NRA is trying to remain relevant, which they haven't been for a bit, in my opinion anyway. There's been an ongoing factional war within the organization where some of the most ardent gun rights supporters and loyalists are coming up against each other. They've traded lawsuits with Ackerman McQueen, which crafted some of the most prominent messages for decades, and they severed ties with them last year and scrapped their controversial NRA TV, which aired many of the most controversial messages that nobody ever saw or nobody ever heard. The one guy that was actually doing anything that actually was trying to push what they were supposed to be was Chris Cox, and he was basically pushed out because he was accused of working behind the scenes with Oliver North to undermine LaPierre. The cult of Wayne has collapsed upon itself. A lot of money went through Ackerman McQueen. A lot of money went through the hands of Wayne LaPierre. We will see. I'm sure the membership will endure. I just don't know how. I don't know what form. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Winchester.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin. FranklinArmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at FranklinArmory.com. Breonna Taylor. Her death is a tragedy. She was just a regular, doing everything right, by the book, human being. She was black. She was a first responder. She was working on being a nurse. She was asleep. Even more of a tragedy is how there hasn't been anything that looks like a real investigation into what happened to her. She was shot during a police raid. Officers executed a no-knock warrant on Taylor's home because of a prior relationship with a suspected drug dealer. But Taylor's boyfriend was somebody else, and he had a firearm, and he used it to repel what he thought was a home invasion. And during the firefight, Breonna Taylor was shot 8 times. She died shortly afterward. The suspected drug dealer lived 10 miles away from Taylor. But in an interesting twist now, coming from the anti-gunners, we get this. You see, it seems that Breonna Taylor's death is our fault. And we get this. The tragic death of Breonna Taylor is a result of the faulty assertion by gun advocates that having a firearm in the house makes one safer. I fully acknowledge the part that law enforcement and the judicial system played in Breonna's unfortunate death. There is no excuse for their failures. They must be held accountable and punished for their actions. I'm not really sure he means that, because if you wait a little while and look at some of the other stuff, he writes this. The United States has approximately 5% of the world population, and according to a recent small arms survey, 46% of the world's civilian firearms. The Brookings Institute writes in July that there are more guns than people in the United States, and they got the number really low. 400 million are in circulation for a population of 330 million. That's a low number. That is more than enough weapons in this country for every man, woman, and child to tuck under their pillows at night. Yet 80,000 to 100,000 more are sold every day. And by this logic, we should all be safer. But this is not the case. The Giffords Law Center writes the deaths by firearm are reaching almost 40,000 per year in the United States. America accounts for nearly 51% of the global yearly firearm deaths, and 1.3% of those deaths and 18% of all gun injuries are preventable, accidental, or relatable, or related to self-defense. Other numbers, 61% were suicides and 35% were homicides. Only 2.7% of all firearm deaths in this country were related to legal intervention or were of undetermined origin. We are less safe than they want us to believe. That's not actually true. You see, the problem here is you're looking at the wrong numbers. Yes, more people are murdered than are killed in self-defense. That's absolutely true. I'm not going to dispute that. You know, especially when you look at where it happens. Where the argument breaks down is that many orders of magnitude more cases exist where the attacker is merely wounded or runs off at the moment they're met with armed resistance. If you want to look at the lowest case, the lowest number, estimated count, that's around 100,000, which is incredibly low. But for the sake of argument, let's run with that. Now, 100,000 defensive gun uses works out to 2.5 times the 40,000 gun deaths per year cited above. Right? But since more than 60% of those deaths are suicide, they shouldn't be counted at all. Because suicide can be committed with other methods, and some are pretty much as effective as a gun. So then we get down to around 14,000 homicides at that point. Even with the lowball estimate of defensive gun uses, there's a huge difference. And once again, the 100,000 number is a very low estimate. The more likely estimate is somewhere between 1 million and 3 million defensive gun uses every single year. The 3 million number comes from the CDC. It was request that particular study was requested and chartered by Barack Hussein Obama. There's nowhere near 3 million homicides, nowhere near 1 million homicides, which suggests that gun ownership works. So in other words, while this writer is writing all this stuff. And here's the other thing. When you look at that 14,000 homicides, then you've got to look at this and say, we know that half of these, we know that 83% of all gun homicides occur due to drug activity. 83%. So now we're getting around, and, you know, if you take, and, you know, we can go with the whole half of the murders are black and half of the victims are black, but we're talking about drug activity. 83% of all of these murders occur due to drug activity. Now, you're talking 1,400 times 8. So you're talking about 11,200, roughly, 11,200 homicides due to drug deals gone bad. And now we're looking at 2,800 homicides that occur just for the sake of hate or wanting to kill somebody or whatever it is. And then when you look at that versus the 100,000, which everywhere where all these drug deals are happening, everywhere where all this inner city violence is happening, this is, in fact, under the Democrats' control, where they have gun control. So, in other words, this writer doesn't know what the hell he's talking about, but he finishes up with, I can imagine a different outcome for Breonna Taylor. I can envision a house without a gun. I can picture Breonna being scared to death by intruders, but that is seldom fatal in itself. You don't get to make that claim, Yehu. You don't get to make that claim. Playing the early morning quarterback, where would we know? If that was a home invader, where do they stop? How do you predict where they're going to stop? You can't predict where they're going to stop. You don't get to pretend that somebody acting in self-defense and a law-abiding citizen trying to fight back against a home invasion is self-defense, is responsible for what happened. What happened was a malfeasance of duty on the part of those police officers. You know. And even if you made that case, what about the myriad of other people who have managed to defend themselves and their families? Should they be left defenseless because it offends your sensibilities that they had some guns? Breonna's death is a tragedy. But you don't get to blame it on me and people like me, and you do not get to try to make it worse by facilitating more tragedies in response. More people getting killed in home invasions. More people getting killed in carjackings. You know, if you take the million figure, that's a million crimes like that prevented. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the Senate will not adjourn for August recess until a coronavirus relief bill materializes.
What we've seen is plenty of talk, plenty of stalling from Democratic leaders who've insisted on handling this themselves, but no significant movement toward progress.
Initial claims for unemployment benefits fell to 1.19 million last week, the Labor Department is reporting. The decline follows 2 weeks of increases in mid-July as states impose new shutdowns. There are 31.3 million U.S. workers receiving jobless aid payments. President Trump spending part of his Thursday in Ohio, where Ohio Republican Governor Mike DeWine tested positive for COVID-19. You're listening to USA Radio News. According to the Wall Street Journal, more farmers are declaring bankruptcy despite a $7 billion injection from the Department of Agriculture to mitigate losses caused by the coronavirus pandemic. Farmers found themselves at the center of the industry hardest hit by the crisis as a pandemic slashed commodity values and closed markets around the globe. By the numbers, 8% more farmers filed for bankruptcy in the 12-month period ending June 30th than last year. Hog farmers have lost almost $5 billion in potential and actual profits from 2020. That's from data released by the National Pork Producers Council. Egg firms in California could lose as much as $8.6 billion per a study commissioned by the state's Farm Bureau Federation. The state of New York is trying to dissolve the National Rifle Association, charging it with a string of fraud and abuse violations. NRA President Carolyn Meadows describing the lawsuit as an assault on the Second Amendment and baseless. This is USA Radio News.
Survival food alert and a quick heads up. In an emergency situation, there may be a time you need to have an easy to transport, easy to conceal, almost perfect food to survive. You'd want a food that is so nutritionally dense that a couple of tablespoons per day is all you need to live on. And by that, I mean truly living well, staying smart, even strong for extended periods of time. So if you're looking for a standalone, super dense, superfood, or you'd just like to protein up your own food supplies, check this out. This superfood has 58 times the bioavailable iron of spinach, chock full of B vitamins, twice the chlorophyll of wheatgrass, 25 times the antioxidant power of carrots, and the phenolic phytonutrient compounds? Well, 31 times more than blueberries, a whopping 700 times more than apples. Go to BlueGreenBooster.com, BlueGreenBooster.com. Get maximum nutrition with minimum weight and bulk. BlueGreenBooster.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. In the 1930s, the Nazis had no problem identifying those they deemed culturally and racially degenerate or political enemies of the state. After the Nuremberg Laws of 1935 went into effect, German Jews were considered public enemy number one. And remember how they set this up now. The Treaty of Versailles was very... It caused the Germans to lose a lot of face in Europe. It was a very, and you know, they lost the war, but it was a very lopsided setup as far as it was concerned, as it should have been. But when Hitler came on, they were looking for somebody to make them stronger, right? Sort of, if you look at it today. Everybody wants to be socialists, or so they think. And they're trying to set it up to where there are enemies, me and you. Trump is the old guard, and he's got to go. And they're looking for the new leader. And they think it's going to be Joe Biden. But that's why, for them, his vice presidential pick is so important. After the Nuremberg Laws, German Jews were considered public enemy number one, and in the ensuing year, street mobs organized by the Brown Shirt Secret Police vandalized their businesses and homes. They used to have a German message, basically translated to "Jews not welcome." They would spray that in graffiti. They were forced to register where they lived and worked, and their ID cards were stamped with a J. Then they had to sew yellow stars on their lapels or wear armbands to make them easier targets for what started out as public ridicule and ultimately to make them easily identifiable to be rounded up for the final solution. Today, Black Lives Matter and Antifa mobs use similar identification measures to target their public enemies, but in something of a reverse tactic. And don't tell me that BLM is about racial equality, because even the Portland police chief is looking at what's going on out there saying this is not about trying to get racial equality. Racial equality is something that takes everybody on deck. It's everybody against racism. It's not just black people versus white people. It's everybody against racism. That's what that is. They've recently released, some body cam footage of George Floyd, who, when I was coming out and I was saying this was clearly murder, George was sort of tripping. He was sort of tripping. And the problem was he was saying that he couldn't breathe even when he was upright. He wouldn't get into the car. They tried to put him in the car and pull him through the car, and then he just shoved his way out of the car. And he ended up on the ground. So that takes a, things are coming out on this. Now that, several weeks have passed and destructive riots continue to rage across American cities, you can see the acronym BLM. It's posted in the windows of almost every street front business and home in American cities. But do they really convey genuine support, or is it there an alternative motive? Some people have started doing this themselves, putting BLM on their house so that nobody will come by and, vandalize it. This began as passionate graffiti and banners in solidarity against an unjust killing, and now it's just an impassioned loose-leaf sheet of paper with letters BLM printed or magic marker across its page. This no longer carries the sincerity of "we want justice," because now it's become an identifying mark that signals to the anarchic mob, "Please don't vandalize me." Signs have become something of a corrupt, sacrilegious Passover blood on homes and commercial businesses. If the letters BLM are visibly posted somewhere on your street front window, the angry mob just might consider leaving you alone as they parade down through their neighborhood, breaking windows and vandalizing along the way. And it does not stop at the physical storefront. Businesses large and small and people, both public and private, are all under pressure to adjust their websites and social media content to display these signs and symbols. I went to buy a pair of shoes yesterday at a mall. The mall was deserted. It's dying. And they're not doing anything to stop it. But when I went to one of the stores where I was buying shoes, it said, "We do not have a storefront window sign or display because we gave this money to Black Lives Matter." Which is a, okay, so you gave money to Black Lives Matter, but you didn't save any money by not doing this window sign, because you're using merchandise you already have, with mannequins you already have, using your people that you pay anyway. And how much does it cost possibly to set up a window display? How much could that possibly cost? So everybody's virtue signaling, or just putting up BLM just for no reason at all. In a normal society, these symbols would not be necessary. Smashing windows and vandalizing and looting are all inherently against the law. In a normal society, the law enforcement body would be allowed to enforce those laws and prohibit such widespread destruction. In Seattle and Portland, they could put this down tonight if they wanted to. Tonight. If not tonight, they could put it down inside of 4 days. If they really bore down on these guys. But now, the new normal is trying to tell the mob, "Please don't vandalize me." So, what does it mean if you do not hang a BLM sign in your window? The mob automatically reads the absence of any signage or graffiti as "we're not on your side." So you're immediately identified as a hate-filled, racist, bigoted, and conservative, and most assuredly, the mob is not going to pass you over. The method of the mob has not advanced since their Nazi predecessors in 1934. They do not need to issue identifying marks to target their public enemies. They have instead issued their proclamation that silence is violence, which is stupid. It's a stupid thing to say. Damning their enemy, as their enemy, any quiet, mind your own business, good-natured, hard-working shop owner or homeowner who's not posted a sheet of paper in their window or quite simply just doesn't want to or doesn't care. But where silence is just not enough for the mob, they have resorted to creating their own unique identifying signs and symbols. the far left, governors and mayors, the same who told their police departments to stand down and allow the mob to pillage their cities, have not yet mandated conservatives to register their homes and businesses as such, or to identify themselves with patches of red elephants on their lapels. No, they created this symbol themselves, the mob did, and they used the number 45, representing the 45th president, Donald Trump. This has been spray-painted and graffitied next to cars and homes and on streets to identify the free-roaming mob, the location of a conservative, a Trump supporter, or even just someone they personally don't like. A 45 next to your anything that you own in these places is an indication of the next victim. And it's not too far-fetched to think that it could soon indicate the next victim of murder. And come November, even this 45 sign will be necessary for the, it's not going to be necessary for the mob. During the election, we will all head out to the polls and vote for our next president. Just as the brown shirts taunted the last polls of the Weimar Republic in the 30s, you can count on BLM and Antifa following in their predecessors' footsteps, taunting the American polls in 2020. You better be careful with that, though, Antifa. Concealed weapon means concealed. Just like you don't follow the law in certain cases, there might be a case where you might run against somebody that didn't either. So beware. This only works in the locales where they're friendly to you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Coming to us by permission and from the desk of Dr. John Lott, we have this push to disarm Americans like Pamela and Mark McCluskey of St. Louis stems from the belief that disarming the public makes us safer. These beliefs arise from myths that are perpetrated by the media. And news media people give a very skewed view of guns and crime and push policies that paradoxically endanger people's lives. And they do not do this, not only by choosing what crimes to cover or not cover, but also by the stats and research that they choose to relay. After the New York Times fired their opinion page editor for publishing a conservative viewpoint, it shouldn't be surprising that news articles have become increasingly selective in what they choose to report, which is why he wrote the book, Gun Control Myths. So, from his book, where he covers 36 gun control myths, we have these five. Myth number one, L.A. Times, why the U.S. is number one in mass shootings. And this study is based on something by Adam Lankford at the University of Alabama. He asserted that the U.S. accounted for 31% of mass public shootings from 1996 to 2012, despite having less than 5% of the world population. But for over 4 years, he refused requests from both academics and media outlets, including Real Clear Politics, Fox News, and The Washington Post, to release his data. And when he finally released his list of cases, after which John Lott published an academic paper going through the data, it was clear why he waited so long to do this. He had overcounted the cases in the U.S., missed thousands of others in the rest of the world. The United States accounted for just 1% of the shooters. Far, far less than what its share of the world population. France, Switzerland, Russia, Finland, Norway all have substantially higher per capita fatality rates than does the U.S. France's fatality rate is 111% higher than ours. And by far, the worst mass public shootings have occurred in Europe. And some Americans might be surprised by these numbers because they hear so little about mass shootings in other countries. But since we're out here trying to prove a point that more mass shootings happen here than anywhere else, in any, as they would say, industrialized nation, they're not included because that's not good for the narrative. Myth number two, gun ownership is declining. One of their favorite claims is that gun ownership is declining. Their go-to survey for this is the General Social Survey. They found that in the early 1970s, over 50% of American households reported owning guns. By 2018, this was down to 34%. Tom Smith, who directs the survey, felt the large drop would make it easier for politicians to do the right thing on guns. But the GSS finding is an extreme outlier. If you look at the most recent surveys by Quinnipiac University, CNN, Pew, CBS, YouGov, NBC, Wall Street, ABC News, Washington Post, Monmouth University, and Gallup, ownership estimates range from 40 to 46% of American households. These are the ones that don't claim to have lost them all in a tragic river accident. But these surveys probably underestimate them, like I said. Because 9% of households refuse to answer if they own a gun. In Illinois, where people are required to have a firearms ownership identification card to own a gun, the number of such licenses rose from 1.2 to 2.3 million between 2005 and 2018. The GSS survey, by contrast, claims that household gun ownership in the state over the same period fell by 300,000. So that sort of slays that one, doesn't it? But headlines about a supposed drop in gun ownership are intended to make gun owners feel isolated. Actually, owning a gun today is part of the mainstream, unfortunately. Myth number three, guns allow people to kill themselves much more easily. Vox, they said perhaps the reason access to guns so strongly contributes to suicides is that guns are much deadlier than alternatives like cutting and poisons. That's very misleading. In Japan, the main way is hanging. A 1995 study looked at 4,117 suicide cases in L.A. County and found very high success rates for many methods. Taking cyanide, jumping from a height, being hit by a train, hanging, had virtually the same likelihoods of success as a gunshot to the head or a shotgun blast to the chest. There's lots of effective ways for people to kill themselves, sadly. And that's why suicides haven't decreased when gun bans have been enacted, sadly. But not surprisingly. Myth number four, background checks stop mass public shootings. After every rampage killing, gun control advocates call for universal background checks that impose scrutiny on the private transfer of guns. The media outlets don't ask these talking heads to point to one single example of an attack that such a law would have actually stopped. And in this century, there's not one single attack that would have been stopped if such a law had been in effect. Myth number five. Academics think that gun control reduces crime. Actually, academics are quite skeptical of gun control. The New York Times garnered attention with its 2017 survey of academics, but it asked only 32 of them, and the vast majority were public health researchers, with only a few criminologists or economists. Many respondents had never done empirical research on gun control, let alone published a peer-reviewed paper on the subject. That's important. With Arthur Berg at Harvard and Gary Mauser at Simon Fraser, John Lott recently completed the largest ever survey of 120 academics who have published such research and found that academics were overall quite skeptical that gun control lowered murder rates or the frequency of rampage shootings. The differences across these three types of researchers is also very stark. While criminologists and economists think that getting rid of gun-free zones would stop mass public shootings and that red flag laws don't help, public health researchers are divided on red flag laws and skeptical about getting rid of gun-free zones. So here we are at a time when police are being defunded or being ordered to stand down during riots, and gun control advocates are pushing as hard as ever to restrict people's right to defend themselves. Especially in high-crime urban areas. Minorities need to have a way of fighting back against crime. Gun control and restrictions on police are making black lives more vulnerable than they've been in decades. Not to mention the fact of how many defensive gun uses there are per year.
I want to give you...
Let's say that you have... Let's use me, okay? 59-year-old man, open-heart surgery survivor, heart attack survivor. I look at... And a bunch of kids come up on me with, some batons and maybe, some ball bats or something, but they don't have a gun showing. And I am now faced with a choice. Do I try to go into hand-to-hand combat, which now I'm really not effective with that anymore. And do I openly risk, bodily injury or death trying to defend myself? Do I simply let them take what I've got to take, or do I go to a gun? Now, depending on what they're doing, I might just let them have it, because it just about anything I can do to keep from shooting somebody is a win. But I will be able to tell, because unfortunately I've seen plenty of examples, and if I get the idea that they're coming at me, I'm still fast enough to dodge the first one. Gun's coming out. And if they run, great. And if they don't run, well, I'll be in the system after it's over with. So, gun control, just the idea of it is a myth. But go check out John Lott's book, Gun Control Myths. It's probably a pretty good read. Coming up next, we're going to be joined by Rick Ector for Planet Rick. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.